Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Styling Soul Podcast, your home at the intersection of style and wellness. I am your host, Kendra Monet. After years of helping some of the top fashion and beauty brands tell their stories, I decided that I had my own story to tell. So if you want to live a life that truly feels as good as it looks while staying in the know of the worlds of fashion and beauty, you are in the right place. Let's get into the show.
Be self-reflective.
That blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs.
Fill yourself up and keep your cup full.
Also, I believe in shea butter as a core value.
There's a supreme moment of destiny.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Styling Soul Podcast. You'll notice I'm saying welcome back because your girl wasn't here last week or the week before. But hear me out, okay? I know at the end of the last episode, I said that I will see you right back here next week. And then I stood you up. How rude. I hope you've missed me. I've missed you guys. I've missed our conversation here, but life has been crazy. But you know what? It's not an excuse. We have to learn how to be productive no matter what. This is a bit of a wellness episode. That's what we'll be talking about today, how to be productive no matter what, because you know, the show must go on, but sometimes you have to take a break. And especially as you take on new projects, we're going to get into all of this in more detail this episode, but as you take on new projects, as you have life changes, you have to figure out where things fit. And I literally have had more work than hours in the day lately. I pulled my first all-nighter since college last week, where I literally stayed up all night working and did not go to sleep. Stayed up all night working, showered, and then went straight to work. Like, insane. But you know what? Sometimes the season that you're in just calls for that. So I wanted to take a break here, come back to you guys. Focus on some of the things that bring us joy. And you know what brought me joy recently? Kamala Harris's Carolina Herrera pantsuit and silk blouse that she wore when her and the soon-to-be President Joe Biden addressed the nation. Okay, she was, you know, I'm not going to go into politics because we've heard enough of that, but we can talk about that look, okay? That was a nod to Shirley Chisholm, and she was also wearing women's suffrage white. So it was a moment, and she's also my soror to all of the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. It's a huge win for us. So that's all I'm talking about that, because y'all know that's a whole mess. So a lot could be said about that, but we've already said it all. So today we are just going to have tea, and I'm going to give you tools. Oh, tea and tools. Is that lame? Like, I know we have tea and biscuits for the style episodes. When it's a wellness episode, should it be called tea and tools? Is that good or is that corny? DM me on the Styling Soul Instagram and let me know if it's corny or if you like it. Anywho, so today we are going to talk about how to keep calm during the storm when madness is all around us like it is right now. We have to learn how to be productive no matter what. Regardless of what's going on, we have to keep our cool. And I have the tools for you to do just that. But first, it's industry tea time.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious. Hold on.
First, in industry news and media news, fashion news, Man Repeller is gone. That's right. Man Repeller, at the time of the demise, I guess we should say, it became rebranded as Repeller, but Man Repeller is gone and I am blown away. Now, at the time of this airing, this tea is a little lukewarm because it was announced a few weeks ago, but this is still worthy of talking about for a few reasons. Number one, at first I thought it came out of nowhere. I was like, wait, what? I thought Man Repeller was doing great. I thought it was maybe doing better than it had ever done. Maybe I was visiting the website more than I had ever been. So I thought everyone else was too. I don't know, but we're going to get to the bottom of this right now. Come on, team. Let's put on our detective hat.
Thank you.
Now, where did Man Repeller or Repeller go wrong? Man Repeller was a huge inspiration for me because it started as a personal style blog by Leandra Medine Cohen in 2010. Not unlike myself, even though I never totally embraced that fashion beauty blogger persona, but she went from personal blog to a high traffic, loyally followed lifestyle publication. And that is definitely a business model that I'm actually looking to implement right now. So to see it go down is like, oh my gosh, dramatic pause. But in June, when Black Lives Matter came around, the movement came around, you know, they posted a black square to their page like everybody else, and they got roasted for it. People were like, oh, you know what black people are? Because you never really saw many black people or brown people or, you know, people who were too different from Leandra on the Man Repeller profile. And, you know, she's a rich Upper East Side fashion girl. It wasn't, you know, it was through her lens, and she hired editors that, you know, also shared her point of view. And it definitely probably wasn't malicious. I've seen people defend her saying, oh, she's not white, she's Turkish and Jewish. I mean, in America, one race shouldn't be as much of a thing, but in America, we all know when there's passing and then there's not. So I don't even want to get into that because it's ridiculous. But yeah, so people are saying that, you know, it wasn't that she wasn't appealing to everyone, that she wasn't meeting the diversity needs of the moment, and people were not having it. They also said that there was racism in the culture, that in March when the pandemic hit, that, you know, people of color were the first to get fired. Lots of rumors came out about the treatment of the blog. I do not know anything about that. I was generally a fan of the content. It reached me. She did high low. I couldn't, you know, wear the Hermes bag that she was talking about, but she probably had it paired with something from ASOS. And so it felt relatable and it felt tangible and it felt like it was breaking rules. And I really enjoyed that. But she said after, you know, after the Black Lives Matter crusade came after her, she said, Man Repeller was founded to celebrate self-expression in all forms, but it has become clear that I failed to deliver on this mission. And she also said, the team deserves a chance to show what Man Repeller can be with me on the sidelines, so I'm going to step back and let them show you. So she stepped back, and that was only in over the summer, she stepped back. And then on September 9th, they relaunched as Repeller, and they were rebranding and talked of all the changes that were to come. And then October 19th, 2020, boom, they announced the publication would close due to financial restraints. So people probably internally saw it coming for a while. Maybe they were surprised. Who knows? I was shocked. But you know what I think my theory is? Cue detective music again. I think Leandra said, F this, okay? She was forced into the shadows of her own brand that she created, and she probably just wants to blow it up and start something new. I don't blame her. I think that she probably needs a fresh start from all of this. I hope that she grew from this experience. I'm expecting to maybe see some e-commerce aspiration. Who knows? She also doesn't have to work, so maybe she won't, but I don't know. I'm honestly looking forward to seeing what she'll do next. In beauty news, we have a new brand on the way by none other than Bobbi Brown. Bobbi Brown is launching a new makeup brand called Jones Road. So if you didn't know, the makeup artist turned entrepreneur left her namesake brand in 2016 after it had long been acquired by Estee Lauder in 1995, becoming a billion-dollar company. So basically, Bobbi Brown knows her stuff. She also has a wellness company called Evolution 18 that sells beauty-focused supplements like collagen powder and hair gummies. And yeah, girl, I need to get on my, I need to stop. First of all, I need to stop starting sentences with your girl, okay? Because I don't know whose auntie radio host I am, but either way, I need to get on my beauty supplements. So I was looking into that, like, okay, yeah, let me get on my hair vitamins. But anyways, so she already has that wellness brand, and now she's launching Jones Road. The brand launched with 6 items, including a mascara, eyeliner, plumping lip gloss, eyeshadow, and eye gloss. So I'm definitely interested in seeing the eye gloss because I love a good wet, dewy lid situation that's been a bit newer in the beauty realm. I love seeing that. So it launched on November 9th with a few products, and she has more coming soon. But you know what the moral of the story is to me? I know I've talked in the past about celebrity makeup lines. Bobbi Brown has become a celebrity, but she is a makeup artist and an entrepreneur, so it's not really like she's entering a new space. But it's not like, I mean, she already had a makeup brand, and yet she's coming at another one. And this is just, to me, like, go for it. Like, it's a huge sign to go for it. Obviously, we talk about doing your research all the time, and you know, but you just need to know what sets you apart, because obviously if the world doesn't need it, it just doesn't need it. So then in that case, don't do it. But don't let the reason that you don't do something be because you see, oh, the market is saturated. Well, it's not saturated with you. How do you make it different? And it seems like she's going to make this different because her lip glosses are probably going to be a big draw. I mean, who else is really killing the gloss game at a high level since, like, we had our Juicy Tubes? Like, maybe I'm missing out, but I don't know, like, one lip gloss that I can count on all of my friends to have in their purse like we could with the Juicy Tubes. So maybe she's coming for us with these plump lip glosses. I don't know. If you know about the Juicy Tubes. But the point is, don't worry about who else is in your category. Just do you. And in fashion retail news, Supreme has just sold for $2.1 billion to VF Corp. So this is the company that owns North Face, Timberlands, Vans, and it's an interesting mixture. I logged onto Twitter, and the first thing I saw was someone say, wow, so Supreme just threw away decades of legacy just like that. So I don't know if I would actually say that they're throwing it away. Supreme senior leadership is still going to be running the show, and they say they're going to stick down the path that they've been on just now with new ownership. So it's a very interesting match, but overall, Vans and North Face and Timberland may not have the exclusivity of Supreme, and they may not have a bit of the like hype beast exclusive appeal. But all of those brands have managed to stay relevant, and they go in and out of trending at a very high level and remaining relevant throughout the year. So I'm sure that overall VF Corp is going to do a good job. And they also say that they're not going to prevent Supreme from making collaborations and doing the drops in the business models that has been successful for them up until this point. So I think it'll be very interesting to see what happens to the future of Supreme.
Lemon E. Best day of tea since the show began.
Okay, so on today's episode, we are talking all about how to be productive no matter what. But this could really also be called how to stay calm during the storm, how to stay calm under pressure, how to be productive when you have anxiety, because all of us think that we have a productivity problem, but most of us have an anxiety problem. We think that we have a time management issue, but we actually have a stress management issue. And this is not saying, we all experience anxiety. Anxiety is an emotion, just like we all might experience happiness or sadness. Like, being anxious is an emotion. I'm not talking about clinically diagnosed anxiety. I'm not going to minimalize, a physical condition with, 5 quick steps, but I'm talking about the emotion of anxiety that we all experience, whether we are, have a clinical level of anxiety or not. But the show must go on. And sometimes we're just so overwhelmed with everything that nothing ends up getting done. Or if it does get done, it's not done to the quality that you would like, or it's not done at the pace that you would prefer. Did I just read you? Because I know I'm reading me too, but we're going to get past this. We're going to get past this together. A great example of a time where I maybe didn't do this all the way well is these past few weeks. I mean, overwhelmed is not the word. Have you ever just, I don't know, say you had a to-do list and you didn't time block, which that should be on the list of, you know, ways to stay productive no matter what. But you have things on your to-do list and they're all urgent and they were all due yesterday and you don't know which one you should tackle first and you can't hardly get through the first sentence of the email you're about to write because you're thinking about another email and then it's just all too much and then you just close the laptop and take a nap. Nobody? Just me? Okay. But yeah, I was experiencing that level of overwhelm last week, for the past couple of weeks, between things at a macro level with a society and, you know, and then things at a personal level with some things I've been experiencing and some healing that I've been going through as an individual. And then we have a workload really, really increasing and literally trying to figure out when can I have the time to do the work without making my health suffer because we always have to take care of ourselves. So this is going to help you. These are the tools that I realized that I was not following over the past few weeks that allowed me to get knocked off course a little bit. And these are things I usually live by, but you know what? Things happen. We fall down, but we get up. Amen. But that's okay. These tips will help you get back on track when you fall off. So let's just get straight into it. Number one, first things first, you have to be rooted and grounded in something that doesn't change. When there is change all around you, when you're experiencing anxiety, when everything is out of your control, the key to being productive actually isn't in being busy. It's actually in finding stillness. If you're trying to be productive, I recommend that you stop. Take a breath and take care of your spirit. Unless you think that there's nothing going on between your neurons in there, if you think that luck is the only thing in charge of your life, then, you know, I'm not your girl anyway. But I really believe that you have to be rooted in something that's unchanging, and that's not your mama. That's not your significant other. That's not your friends, because unfortunately those things can change and people can fail you. But you have to be plugged into the source that keeps this whole thing going. Being spiritually grounded is so important. And I'm just gonna like challenge you to make sure that you're doing something, whatever that is for you, however you do it, whatever makes you feel connected and spiritually grounded and reminds you that you have a spirit inside of your body and that reminds you that you are more than your job and you're more than what you do, whatever you can do that reminds you that your flesh is just that and that you are actually, you know, a spirit being. Whatever that is, spend time in meditation, spend time journaling, prayer or scripture reading. Maybe you go on runs or walks and bike and clear your head. Make that your motherboard that controls everything else from it. And you have to stay full. You can't pour into other people. You can't pour into your work and be productive like you want to be if you are on empty. And sometimes you don't even realize when you're doing it, you're just on go mode. And then you're just feeling, you know, a lack of inspiration. You're not even sure where it's coming from. I know me, with the way that my workload was increasing, I was really putting my deadlines above everything. And I mean, like, above myself. Even my boyfriend was like, girl, you done canceled 3 dates lately. What's going on with you? And I'm like, wow, you're right. I have, like, deadlines have came first, and they can't all the time. If we're not taking care of ourselves, then we're not going to be there to do our best work. So I highly encourage you to take some time to find what it is for yourself. This morning, I woke up with a little bit of extra time, and not even much, but like those extra 10 minutes just made me feel like the morning was my stomping grounds, you know? And I just woke up a little bit earlier and I meditated for a while and I journaled and I was able to center myself, and I had a much more productive morning than if I would have just slept to the last minute, rolled out of bed and got to it, because I would have felt like the first thing that I did was for my work or for somebody else, instead of the first thing that I did today was for myself. And it allowed me to pour out so much better. Number two, take care of your space. And this kind of goes into number one, but you have to take care of your space. Creating a workstation that you like is super important. Some people did this at the beginning of quarantine. You heard that we're going to be inside. You ordered your desk from Amazon or wherever you got it from. You got your West Elm going on, and you created this workplace that was aesthetically pleasing to you, that was functional, and you were able to like get right into the zone. Others, like me, have been working crisscross applesauce on your couch with your laptop on a pillow on your lap and maybe in front of a TV or whatever. And it's just really not the way to go. I realize that if I want to be able to create from a focused place, to not feel distracted, I have to get my space together. And not only that, when you know you need to get your space together, it's so distracting. I don't know about you, but if I'm working and then I look over and I see this pile of laundry, in the back of my head, I'm like, ah, oh, that's another thing that I have to do. And my mental space, my mental capacity just goes down because it's filled with something else on my to-do list, even though I'm not actually doing it in that moment. Seeing that I need to do it is just another added pressure. So keeping my space clean, cleaning as I go, it's such an important thing. Some of you guys, y'all might be type A, just neat people all the time automatically. Sure, maybe it's not being neat, maybe it's being aesthetically pleasing. Whatever it is, create a workspace that you love and you're able to create from such a full place without feeling that foggy block when you're just not in a good work environment. Number three, one way that you can keep going no matter what is to not string negative incidents together. So there's a season for everything. Seasons come and go, and understand that some seasons will be easier than others. But when you face a difficult season, you can't immediately forget about all the times that things were good. When you string incidents together, you give yourself a bad lens on your life, and it is paralyzing. There was a time where I was going through something, I can't even remember exactly what it was, but I was talking to my mom and I'm going to say, let's use an example. Let's say it was about a job, or maybe let's say it was about a guy. And I'm like, oh, this always happens. And she's like, no, it doesn't always happen. Don't relate the failure you had today to the failure you had 6 months ago, to the failure you had 3 years ago, and all of a sudden create a picture for yourself and give yourself the point of view that you are a failure when actually you've had these three negative incidents in a time span of years that were full of blessings, full of joy, full of happiness. But because something happens and you go, oh, this always happens, now you have created an overwhelming hurdle in front of you. When you string all of your failures together, or all of your fears together, or all of your bad experiences together, you literally create a monster. There could have been a small hurdle for you to get over, which is the incident that you're actually facing, but instead you've created a large hurdle full of everything that you've ever been through. So you cannot string these negative incidents together. It's only going to hold you back, and it's paralyzing, and you are creating a much, much harder incident for yourself. So we're not stringing negative incidents together. Number four, slow down, but don't stop. So taking a break is important, but you don't have to check out. And actually, you can't afford to check out. And this is where you have to find your sweet spot for yourself. Like, what is it? Is it grind or is it rest? Is it keep on going? Is it stop and heal? The answer is that it's both. And you must show up in a way that you can go on and take care of what happens, but you also need to lighten the load. Now, what this looks like in your life is going to be unique and individual to you. But we have to find that happy medium of healing and being productive, of taking care of family and taking care of work. Because the fact is that most of us do not have the luxury of checking out for a season. You might have children to take care of. You might have a business to run. You have a job to show up to. You do not have the luxury of getting taken out for a season. If there's something that you've been called to do, if there's an assignment, like even, you know, this podcast, it's a medium, right? But it feels like an assignment. I don't have the luxury of being saying, I don't have a capacity to create for the next year. My livelihood is based off of my creation. I don't have that luxury. So we have to figure out how to lighten up as we go. Don't stop, but lighten up. So one of the things that you can do, obviously, to lighten up is therapy. It's an easy way to, well, I wouldn't call therapy easy, but it's such a tool to use. Nothing has to be quote unquote wrong for you to go to therapy, to be able to connect your dots from someone who's not biased towards you and that can really help you figure out why the way that you are so that you can heal and go on. Therapy is a way to lighten the load. Maybe there are certain things that you just can't do right now, or you just have to give less time to, and that's okay. Maybe you're someone who likes to be involved in a lot of things. If nobody catches me, if I don't stop myself, your girl will be, look, here I go again, your girl. I will be signed up. I'll be in 5 different organizations. I'll have this Zoom on this day. I will sign up for everything and commit myself to everything. And we can't do that when we need to perform highly in certain areas. There's a podcast that I listen to. I'm not sure if I've shared this before on here, but it's called Into the Light by Dr. Anita Phillips. And recently she had an episode where she was talking to Priscilla Shire, I believe is her name. And they were talking about the idea of balance, right? That's what everybody's looking for, is how can I find balance? How can I find work-life balance? And basically they were sort of telling us that there isn't balance. There's only priorities. And through choosing our priorities is how we're able to find balance. And that kind of leads us into number 5, which is the art of saying no. So they use this example of, imagine the priorities, the things in your life, the things that you're tied to, that you're committed to, that are a part of your life. Imagine that they're each in containers with blue liquid in them. And balance in our minds looks like keeping that line of blue liquid the same across all containers. But in reality, you do not have time to equally water them all. So you're actually just going to have to decide which one needs more water. Does your career need more water? Okay, decide that you're gonna water your career. Does your relationship need more water? Okay, and then maybe that's a time where extracurriculars, or maybe saving is more of your priority. So maybe traveling takes a back seat. But whatever it is, you have to know that this is a season in your life where your priorities have a demand, and you're going to choose to water those things. And you're just going to have to, you're going to watch the water start to evaporate from those other areas. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I want to water them all, but you can't. And there will be a new season where those containers will come to the forefront and you'll be able to water them again. But by trying to water them all at one time, you literally just can't. And so by choosing your no's, I've recently started choosing my no's, and the freedom that comes along with choosing our no's is everything. Everything we say no to is making space for the impact that you're actually supposed to be having. And then you have to even take a step back and say, wait, why is saying no hard in the first place? Like, why? Saying no is standing up to yourself. Saying no is saying yes to your purpose. Saying no is saying, I don't want to be busy. I want to be impactful. So sometimes you might have a hard time saying no because you're people pleasing. But guess what? Those people will be fine. Sometimes you actually might have a hard time saying no because the opportunity seems so good and you're afraid that you won't get it again. Well, guess what? That's a scarcity mindset. There is more than enough out there. Number 5 is absolutely to choose your no's. And when you say no to the wrong things, that will help you to be productive no matter what is going on. So I hope that you guys enjoy these little tips. This was a short and sweet episode, but we are getting back to being productive no matter what's going on. guess what, guys? Times have been crazy. And guess what? They're going to keep being crazy. They're going to keep being crazy. Humans have been wilding since the dawn of creation, and they're going to continue to wild out. But you have to decide that no matter what is going on around you, that you are going to be the person that you were called to be. And you might have your times where you fall off the horse, and that is all good. We're going to use these tips. We're going to be rooted and grounded in something bigger than ourselves. We're going to take time to prioritize our space, and not even just our space. I should have added this in. We're going to add this bonus one in here right now. We're going to take time to prioritize ourselves and self-care, whether that looks like scheduling a workout, scheduling, a time to do your hair and detangle your hair, whatever that is. Schedule that just as importantly as you would schedule a meeting or an interview. You deserve to be pinned in, not penciled in, to your calendar. Write your calendar with black ink. Nobody can get over that you time. Number three, we're not going to string negative incidents together to create a larger hurdle than we actually have to face. We're going to slow down when we have to, but we're not going to stop. And then finally, we're going to choose our no's, and then we're going to get out here and live our best lives. So be sure to follow me at The Styling Soul on Instagram. You can also follow my personal page, Kendra Monet. That's KindraMonee. And definitely sign up for the newsletter on thestylingsoul.com so that you can make sure that you don't miss a beat. I truly, truly hope that you guys are all doing well, that you're being good and having peace no matter what's going on. And just keep the same energy. And I will see you right back here next week. For real.